Freestyle Friday.
What up, what up? This your boy 16 King Distraction Network. Shout out Holiday. And this is to all the stupid chicken heads out there. Yeah. Freestyle Friday, just for you. She flooded with cuteness, dumber than a rubber rock. Flavor Flav, you know what time it is. She didn't know on the digital clock. She can dance, lean and rock, the baddest bitch on the block. I'm a live girl, you a lie, because you live in a box. Well, I wonder, like cross eyes, man, I tell the truth, but I don't lie. I buy your ass like four times. She double take like four eyes. Fly like an eagle. My cologne is illegal. I promise what I do to ya ain't gonna be illegal. You can find me if you need to. Stop by and smell the daisies. I take flight, then take life with Whitaker. I'm back, baby. Rip yo back, baby. Come back like Kano. I'm mortal, baby. Ain't know that your ass don't do anal. What? They still make you? I asked her, do you do blowjobs? She said, nah, I don't work. I said, do you at least do 6'9"? She said, I prefer 3'6". I said, Mafia? She said, Powder Puff. I said, get the fuck out of here. She left.
Morning. Evening. Or afternoon. Yeah. You're listening to Freestyle Friday on the Stretch Network. Like and subscribe if you want to. That ain't why I'm here. But, I think it's time. This is more of a continuation from last week. Again, I have interviews in the stash, and it's gonna get real fun. It's some of the interviews that's coming up, but this week was crazy, man. I have to actually start posting those interviews though, because they might become obsolete. You know, I might not be able to post them if I wait too much longer. But things was crazy yesterday and this week. So I wanted to come talk to you guys real quick about some things that happened. First, let's talk about, it was three things that happened yesterday, all in unison. It seems like it was like a plan. Like, it was fun, right? So we all know the NBA drafted this week. Y'all already know why I'm getting to it. Brandon got drafted to the Lakers. So, everyone's acting surprised. You hear the whole stipulation about nepotism out there. And I just want to say my thoughts on that. And this is what the black community as a whole be fucking up at, right? One black man, one father, had a child. The child's dream was to play in the NBA. The child is capable of playing in the NBA. Now, you can make any argument that you want to about him getting an NBA on his own merit or if it was just because his father, blah, blah, blah. The guy is an athlete, 6'2", with a 6'7" wingspan. Had a heart attack and was conditioning himself back from that. And who gives a shit? Like, Bronny was like the top recruit from high school, or one of the top recruits from high school. So him having a heart attack and going through a college year like he was supposed to, that's what he's supposed to do. He went through a whole college year. And then after that, he was like, let me try to see if I get an NBA. Now, he entered into the draft. His stock went up in the combine. So, we can't say that he didn't make it on his own. He made it to the NBA. He made it in the NBA on his own. That would just help getting where he was going to go. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand why I see the whole narrative out there about nepotism. And let me rephrase that. I know why I see it. But nepotism happens everywhere all the time. And I am here for it. here's the thing. I went to college. I have a master's degree. I am, again, I always say this. I'm about 6 months away from having a doctor's degree. when I go back to school. And I'm going to tell you this. Nepotism happens everywhere. I have businesses that I work with, businesses that I work for, businesses that I just casually see every day. You know what helps those businesses run? Nepotism. Do you know how businesses are built from the ground up? Nepotism. Ask Jeff Bezos how he got his money. Ask Donald Trump who gave him his first $1 million and had to give it to him a few times because he kept fucking it up. Go look into the boardrooms of all those NBA teams. Check the NFL teams. I don't know one business other than mine's. Yeah, I don't know. Let me rephrase this so I can take myself out of the equation. I don't know one six-figure business. A business that has at least hit six figures annually, year over year, for 5 years. I don't know any of those that has done it without some nepotism. And the laws are built for that. When you have a business, there are certain laws that you could bend for labor. You could have your kids underage working. Under the age of 16 working because they're working for the family business. It's kind of like a chore. But that's the way it's built. And just because a man helped this son get to a certain place in order to make sure he has what's best for him, if that's what he wanted, because I'm pretty sure he talked to Bronny about it and everything. That's no reason to call nepotism and be all upset over it. But that's a lot of upset people over there. And I'm all here for it. I think I'm going to watch a lot more Lakers games just to see that this year. I'm a big fan of that. So Bronny got drafted. Right after that, a WNBA game came on. Now, a lot of you guys know that I compare Angel to Aja a lot. Angel reminds me a lot of when Aja Wilson, she has a statue in front of USC because she was such a good player. She's been running through the WNBA for the last 5 years. MVP of the league should have been 3 years, but she got snuffed twice for MVP. Has gone head to head with the people who have beaten her for MVP and made them look trash right after that. Like, she's the one. She's the one. But Angel reminds me a lot of her in her freshman year or rookie year. So it was nice to see them play against each other for the first time. And yeah, it still looked like that. Angel still got a double-double, but she looks like a playing style, like a unsculpted Aja out there. They look a lot alike in that game. So I think I saw what I need to see on the same court. You see Aja score 31 points yesterday. I think Angel scored 18. Angel had a double-double. I think it was 18 and 12 or 18 and 11 or something like that. Angel did 31 and 6. But Angel scored like 15 or 17 points, 15, 16, 17 points, somewhere in there in the first quarter. Angel could have actually went off. Angel could have got to 40, easy. She just chilled out after the first quarter and let her teammates do a lot of the work after that. She just basically switched into defense mode because they needed her on defense and let her teammates do the work. I think Young had 20 points and Plum had 20 points, either 18 or 20 points. But the Aces are coming back. They're looking like the team they ended with last year. They made some changes. But what's that girl name? Chelsea Gray, the point guard, is back. And you could tell she's not all the way there yet. again, but that's in the conditioning. Just her being on the court and for her being active in spots, they look 10 times better than they did 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, that happened. And everyone left from that game either upset. Well, I'm going to say it like this. I like the responses that I got from everybody in that game, because even though Chicago lost, and I didn't really want Chicago to lose, but I didn't want the Aces to lose either. So I was in conflict yesterday. I didn't want Chicago to lose because then they're 6-10, 6-9 or 6-10. But the Aces can't afford to lose anymore. So, you just got to hope Chicago can keep their, I want them to go to the playoffs, and more because, Caitlin Clark is not a bad player this year. She is an awesome player this year. But I still want Angel to get that, rookie of the year. And the race is too close. It looks like Caitlin's going to get it. And the only way I think Angel's going to get it is if she brings her team to the playoffs. Caitlin doesn't. And Caitlin keeps her turnovers up. But as I said last week, that vision is coming to Caitlin. The game's slowing down for her. Her turnovers is a little bit less, but she is about to start playing some harder defenses coming up. Like, she's been playing the same teams a lot for the first 2 weeks, but the schedule is about to shift. So we'll see what's coming on, what's going on in the next couple of weeks. Then they take like a Olympic break, and that's going to be about a month long. So then she comes back with fresh legs in the end. Both of them do. And the downside to Vegas is four of their teammates on the Aces are going to be in the Olympics. So they're not going to get in the rest. That's going to make me a little bit nervous. Other than the fact that I think a couple of Liberty players and a couple of Connecticut players are going to be there as well. The Alyssa Thomas and I forget her name. Broner, her wife, her fiance are going to be in the Olympics too. So that's their biggest competition, and they're going to be out there getting tired with them, not getting rest as well. So it might not be that bad. So the WNBA game ended. Oh, man. And that motherfucking debate between two old-ass geriatric motherfuckers came on. And it was sad, guys. So now, I'm going ahead and show my bias here. I'm going to vote Biden. I don't care if Biden dies the day of. I'm still voting for him. Biden could be on his deathbed on life support, but he is on that ticket. And I will vote against Trump every time. So as long as there's another name on that ballot, I'm voting against Trump. Trump has showed me that he is incompetent. Trump has showed me that he is racist. Trump has showed me that he gives no fucks about nobody like me at all. Trump has showed me that he would do anything to get someone like my votes, though. But he don't give a fuck about me. He just needs that vote. Trump has showed me the same thing about, so the exact opposite of me. He'll do anything to get the vote of them racists. So, yeah. So, to me, if you're voting for Trump, like, I don't really hold my tongue on it. If you're voting for Trump, it doesn't mean that you're a racist to me. It means that you support racist behavior. Because I don't think if the shoe was on the other foot that I would vote for someone that will put my friends in danger, that displays the rhetoric that empowers the people who would want to see me hanging from a tree. So, and a lot of people and black people say that if I was in slave times, I wouldn't be a slave. They would have hung me from a tree or whatever like that. But they display a lot of coon behavior. So, like, I believe a lot of y'all motherfuckers would be slaves still. And also, like, in the cases of those two rappers in Detroit, or what's the girl name? That slut walk woman, Amber Rose. Because she's out here, then she got a check, so she out here marketing now. And in their events, like, you do anything for money, so I already know it won't be a problem. It would not be a problem for you guys to sell out for something less than money. Like, you're already selling out for money in the slave times. You would sell out just for a cot, which was more important back then. So, yeah, the debate happened, and they said that Joe Biden was sick 50 minutes into. I think it was about 20 minutes in. You could tell he was coughing and everything, but his train of thought is not there. Like, he's 82. He should be 82, 83. He might be 81 now, but before he gets back into his second term, if he makes it, he'll be 82 years old. And Trump is only 3 years younger. So they're both old geriatric. They both look like they wear diapers. They both look like they eat Gerber baby food for lunch and dinner. Biden looked like he was not on drugs yesterday, but he needed some. Trump looked like he was on all the drugs yesterday. but I can say, I have to say it, Trump won that debate last night. And Trump won that debate because, all right, so you was looking for Biden to be a certain way. At the very least, a little bit less than what he was in the first debate of the last election term. And he couldn't give you that. He couldn't give you... He did a speech right after at a watch party that was more vigorous than what he did in that debate. He couldn't give you anything. And he lost his train of thought 3 or 4 times there. He didn't have any gumption in his voice. Like, he was barely whispering. He sounded like an old man. Like, really sounded like an old man. That's that hand for him. On Trump, at least Trump was focused. Trump took this serious. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like, I mean, he lied with everything that came out of his mouth. Not everything. I think he said his name was Donald Trump. So it wasn't everything. But damn near every time Donald Trump opened his mouth, a lie came out. And yeah, so if you go by facts, then you can say Biden won it because Biden was spitting facts. I mean, he wasn't spitting facts. He was kind of drooling out the side of his mouth, but what came out of his mouth was facts. As far as confidence goes, hey, Donald Trump's a con man. Con is short for confidence, and he displayed all the confidence in the world yesterday. So if you look at confidence, what posture looks like in a president who says the right things, even though they was fucked up lies. I mean, it was Trump. Trump won that. Trump won that by a lot. I mean, I still won't vote for him, but he won that debate. And that was bad. Like, if you're getting beat by Trump, that was horrible. So that happened last night. I woke up this morning. I looked at it again. It was not as bad as... So, last night, I was working out while I watched it. I'm trying to get sexy by 2028. I was... when I watched it, I was working out. And I was like, hey, that dude don't sound right. So, the very noticeable thing was like 10, 15 minutes. It was about 12 minutes in. 11, 12 minutes in. When he was talking about one thing and ended up saying, we beat welfare. Like, what? And then he was talking about abortion and ended up on immigration. And like, wow. Like, those was the two big things. I noticed that last night when I woke up, I watched it again. Well, I'm sorry. While I was working today, I listened to it again. Just listen. For facts, not using my eyes and everything. But if you listen to the debate and you know what's going on, then you could tell, you could figure out the lies. And it does seem like Biden won when you're listening. When you're listening. Just, but although he does sound like an old man. It sounds like an old ass man. Won the debate by facts. However, this is TV and audio. And Trump kicked his ass, which was horrible. I'm not going to say Biden needed. I said Biden needed to sit his ass down months ago. I said Biden needed to sit his ass down as soon as he got elected. I said he needed to do about a year or so and then turn the presidency over. And I will say what I said on Facebook last night. The best debater, the best words that came out of people's mouth when it came to in support of the Democratic Party last night came from the vice president. She had to go up there and fit all of that. And she was very defensive because Biden did such a bad job. But, I mean, she kind of made a point. I mean, but if she would have been up there, she could have handled Trump. She could have handled Trump. It's just the fact that this country is racist and sexist at the same time. So a black woman, if Hillary didn't do it, then Kamala's not going to do it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, no, she's not. And here's why. One, I heard women who own businesses, I heard women who are high on the corporate ladder say that a woman should not run this country. A woman is incapable of running this country. People that are very close to me say women are incapable of running this country. And it saddens the fuck out of me because that means that I think more of women than women think of themselves. And it's crazy. I don't understand why a woman think that she cannot run this country. Women run households all the time. The man just goes out and make the money in a traditional household. What carries the household is the woman. America's the only country, the only first world country, the only big country that has never had a female lead it. And that is crazy. And I don't give a fuck about y'all saying he said the word female. Women are, I mean, female. What is it? It's science. But that is crazy. Like, how? Sway? How sway? The women, I think that they are capable of running a country. I heard that all through Hillary's campaign. Oh, women can't run the country. They think too much. They run off of emotion. Like, all we're going to do is have women tweeting. We're going to have Hillary tweeting every night about something that's going on because it bothered her. And then we, as a country, we elected Trump. And that was what we got out of Trump. Everything that y'all said Hillary was going to do, Trump was doing. Everything that y'all said Hillary was going to do because she was a woman and women just act like that is what Trump was doing. And no one cared. He's passionate. He's very passionate. That's what y'all was saying. Yeah, he's very passionate. So would Hillary have been, but Hillary would not made this country look like a fool. Hillary didn't. And like the Trump presidency made me realize that becoming that basically all of that shit up there is a shit show. It's a sham. Because even if you look at the transactions between what Trump's White House did and what China was doing with his daughter, they all coincide. So there was quid pro quo there, allegedly. Russia, go look at the books. Go look at Trump's stepson's books and see when policy was made towards Russia stuff and when money started hitting his books from Russia. Yeah. That's how Hunter Biden got into everything, because they were trying to push the attention away from, I want to say Jared Kushner. That might be his name. I don't know. They were trying to push the attention away from the shit that he was doing. So they was like, what about Hunter? And then they start digging and found out that Hunter was really, they were just looking at the wrong shit. Because he really on one sometimes. Crackhead. But what I'm going to get at is they should have been turned the Democratic Party over. I will say to Kamala. But maybe enough black people will come out and vote. But also, like, black people don't stick together when it comes to black people. So, I don't know. Like, I'm putting a lot of our business, our family business out there. But black people don't stick together when it comes to black people. And, like, quite frankly, the company know that. They know black people don't stick together when it comes to each other. Shit, go look at George Floyd. I want you to go look at the NAACP. I want you to go look at, like, even though Jewish people put together the NAACP, they were supporting us for a while, and then they saw that, for the most part, we don't support each other. So now we just have the NAACP just sitting out there. I mean, they do stuff, but it's not as powerful as it should be if black people actually did stuck together and did shit. We're the only people that don't stick together and do shit as a people. Like, it's wild. Like, it's crazy. So that happened last night. And all I got to say is, yeah, I'm definitely going to vote for Biden. And that's because he's going to be on that ticket. And, I'm going to always vote against Trump. I don't care if I lose. I don't care if I lose because I know how to adapt. But I'm not. I'm definitely not. I mean, I will always display and show my hate, speak out against hatred. But it's going to be tough, y'all. Like, if there was any hope for Democrats, it was last night. And Democrats are just as bad as black people. They are against each other. Bowman up in, I think it was New York. He was pushed out because the Democrats decided to take money from AIPAC, which is basically Israeli propaganda group that sends a whole bunch of money into the government in order for you guys to think that Israel is the shit. So they put a whole bunch of money together to get Bowman out the paint. Bowman was part of the squad. He was a left-leaning Democrat and actually got shit done. However, they didn't like the fact that he called the attention against Netanyahu, who basically is a mini Hitler. He is doing all the Hitler shit. And I guess I shouldn't say that word because I get demonetized, but I don't even care about being monetized. But he's Hitler. He is killing people because of the color of their skin and their religion. Go look at why people hate Jewish people. Why the Nazis hated the Jewish people. If the Jews originally came from Jerusalem and Israel in that area, and they left looking like me, why did they come back looking like Joe Biden? And I'll tell you this, it's the whitening of the race. Like, a lot of people go through that. A lot of different ethnicities go through that. So I know, and I'm going to say it, but I know Mexican people and Puerto Rican people that and Cuban people that do that now. They change their attitudes no matter how bad white people treat them. They will bend and fold. And I'm not talking about every single Mexican, not every single Puerto Rican, not every single Cuban. But they will bend their will to whatever the white man tells them, no matter how bad they're being treated. I'm talking about these particular people. And I'm talking about 40% of the Hispanic people that I know that are from those areas. I could give names, addresses, and all that. Like, I know these people. They will bend to whatever the white man say. They hide their culture. And there's a lot of second-generation immigrants that would tell you that when they come to America, their parents, especially if their parents came over before the 90s, like, they hide their culture from their kids because they want their kids to be as an American as possible. But when it comes to certain cultures, they want to be as white as possible. A lot of Asian people, when they come in, they will not. I dealt with Asian women, but I couldn't date an Asian woman. It was that secret behind the scenes. Don't tell anybody about this kind of thing that was going on. Because if it would got out, their whole family would disown them. Because if they were to marry outside their race, or if they were to date outside their race, it had to be a white man, not a black man. Yeah, I lived in Atlanta for a while, so. Asians did that. But going back to the Jewish people, like, they moved out to Europe. And, like, if you look at the cartoons of what the racist people used to say about Jewish people. Look at what their noses, their lips, their ears. Who carries those features? Black people. Like, that's what they're saying. We have people infiltrating our society. And this is how you can really tell if they are who they say they are. They might have gotten our color, but they can't hide their lips, their nose, and their ears. They can't hide that. Their hair is curly. They can't hide that. Right? And then they send them back. And the first thing they do, from the people originally in that area, the people that look like their ancestors, is discriminate against them with the help of America and Europe. Push them out. And this ain't where I'm supposed to be going with this. Anyway, well, I'll talk about that with some people on. if they're man enough to do it or woman enough to do it. But, yeah, so Democratic Party can't even side together right now. Like, we're losing a Democrat. I can't remember if he was pushed out by, I think another Democrat took him out. Old school party Democrat. Because if you look at the Party of America right now, the Party of America is center Democrats, left Democrats, center Republicans, and right Republicans. Now, there is a clear line between right Republicans and center Republicans. They don't like each other. The same thing for Democrats. Now, the problem with Democrats is the center Democrats likes to pretend they're left. You could tell the difference between the Republicans. You cannot tell the difference between the Democrats unless you listen and pay attention. There's actually four parties running right now. I mean, there's four parties in politics right now. It's two Democratic parties and two Republican parties. And if you don't understand that, you need to get in some books. But that it's going like it. America's changing, and we need to get out there and put our voices there. You need to go vote. It's very important to vote, but it's very important to vote down ticket. Black people need to get in more politics. Black people need to go get on boards. Black people need to go volunteer in their community. We need to be out there. And I'm going to say anybody on the left should. Because the left is usually poor. We don't really have all that time in order to. And I say that we because I'm actually. I get to where I'm at in a minute. Because traditionally, Democrats grow up poor. They not grow up poor. Democrats traditionally are, I'm saying they grow up poor. They know the poor. They are not. They didn't come up with money. Because once you come up with money, you'd be trying to find ways to keep it. And then you start looking over the Republicans. So basically, the life cycle of a person, they usually, if they come up in the working class, usually grow up Democratic. And as you get older, you switch to Republican. Because you got your money, you want to keep it. So when you're working to get that money, you don't have time to just sit around and plot and think. So a lot of the times we don't go and put ourselves in the community with the other people. And that is a problem. Like, we need to go be out there in the community with more people. Because on the other side, they got the time to be chilling, right? So since they got the time to be chilling, they be out there chilling. They be out there volunteering for the people, giving speeches, going into that. Let me rephrase that. They do not be volunteering for the people. They do not be giving speeches. They be in them secret rooms, shaking hands, smoking cigars, making backdoor deals. And I know this because I used to see it. I am not a Democrat. I am... left-leaning, but I also own businesses and stuff. I want to keep my money, too. So, I'm 40-plus years old, and I want to keep my money. So, I work for my money, too. I'm the type of person, like, money does not motivate me. Money does not rule me. Technology motivates me. Technology does not rule me. Knowledge rules me. Like, I will, the reason why I'm on this, that I come out and speak to y'all all the time, even though I don't have, like, right now in 2024 June, I don't have that many followers. I have a lot more followers on my audio than I do on YouTube. I just switched over to YouTube, but I don't do this because I want money. I don't do this because I want a bunch of followers. I do this because I want to spread word. like, I don't say the word pedophile like everybody on YouTube. I say pedophile. because if it triggers, it triggers. I don't give a fuck. I'm not here to make money. I'm here to spread word. But I am... When I have kids, I have a family, I have generations that's going to come behind me. So I have to make sure that when I do get money, I make sure it stays with me as long as possible. You know what I'm saying? I have to make investments that's going to stay with me as long as possible, because once I'm gone, my kids get it. And if I'm gone and my kids get $1 million and they only last my kids for 20 years... or 10 years, or with inflation, the way inflation goes, 5 years, then that's what I left my kids. If I fuck around and have $1 billion to leave my kids, then that's why I leave my kids. But what it will be is, I mean, even when I did music, I wasn't gonna sell my life out. I want my stuff to be my stuff. I don't. So one thing I used to hear on Breakfast Club a lot is, 100% of nothing is still nothing, right? You can't make money if you're keeping everything to yourself. However, I don't want to make a whole bunch of people that don't care about me rich either. So I would rather work for my money and keep my money. And if my money, my stuff, my art doesn't make anything, then I would rather just not make anything. Because I would rather not make people that don't care about me billionaires so that their kids and their kids' kids, like the whole music industry. You have people for the perpetuity of the universe. It's what they signed their life away to, their music, their art away to. They did all the work. Restrictions were set in place so that they have to use certain things. And then other people made money off that shit. Other people made 80%, 90%, 99%, 95% of the work that the actual artist made. So you have people, if you have people that have made million, let's say an artist sells 1 million records in the 90s. The artist makes about $1 a record. It's actually less than that. A record is like $16. And then the artist might make $1 from that $16. They sell 1 million records, so they made $1 million, right? But they got to pay back their signing bonus. And then every time they went out to dinner with their executives, they got to pay that. So they might receive out of that $100,000 when everything's said and clear, out of that $1 million, out of that 1 million records that they actually get to keep for themselves after taxes. So I never wanted to live that lifestyle. So I already hate paying taxes. So you get $100,000. I mean, in underground, if I sell 20,000 records, which I've done, well, you know what? I'm on this. I ain't about to say nothing. If you sell 20,000 records, I make the same. To me, I make the same amount of money that a person that went platinum made. And I would rather do that. I would rather know my people, sell my records to the people that I know, and go perform in front of small crowds, but keep 100% of my money. I don't want to lose myself. I didn't want to lose myself. Now, I'm 40 plus, but if I was to blow up now, I'm confident enough to be able to manage all of that, right? I also still keep everything to myself. So everything that I accumulate over the years just comes to me. And I even have it to where once I die, my estate goes over to my kids and like they could live off my estate for however long they live off of it. If it's 12 days, if it's 2 generations, 3 generations, like it is underground, nobody knows who I am and all that stuff, but it's the money that goes through my kids that makes them everything. Like, that's the head start I wanted to give my kids. I didn't want to. And I started thinking about that when I was like 20, 21. I don't care about making money for myself, but what I do care about is my kids not having to go through that same situation that I've been through growing up. I want my kids to be able to do what they want to do in life. I should want my kids, if they go be an ain't shit person, they could be an ain't shit person and be the person that we all talk about. Like, man, that motherfucker don't do shit. But they live in that nice-ass house on the combine. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't do shit. He don't earn his keep. Or she. They don't earn their keep. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't never got to worry about where they got to lay their head at. their kids ain't got to worry about being able to put their head somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I'd rather that happen than for me to be a person that sold 10 million records and has to take money from a president and support a president so that they can have some money to eat for the rest of the year. Like, it's wild. Like, those paychecks are that small. And it's wild to me. Anyway. So those were the three things that happened that I wanted to talk about in succession. again, I have been recording and doing interviews. One of my interviews I didn't mess up. I didn't turn on one of the mics. I forgot to turn on the Phantom Power, the one on the mic. So the whole interview, it was a 3-hour interview. And the 3-hour interview was live and in color. It was cool as fuck. And then you can only hear me on it. So I feel bad. However, me and that artist is going to come back in and we're going to redo that recording. I have like 4 other ones that are sitting around that I need to edit. And then I have up. But for anything that I do, you can find me at www.distractionnetwork.com. Again, like and subscribe on this channel. It's at Distraction Network and on YouTube. And everything else is in links down below. So just go ahead to the comment section, leave some comments, and holler at your boy. Have a conversation with me. Until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright cause I'm on the grind.